Welcome to another edition of Healthcare Insurance 101. Independent insurance agent with us, as always, and that would be Kathy Cacciola. Good morning to you.
Good morning, JR. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good.
We are coming near the end of the month already. What's going on? Time is flying by. Having fun about it either.
Yeah, exactly. To hit the heat of the summer.
You're looking forward to that, eh?
Of course. I hope
so. You should go out on the waters. You know, big deal. Open enrollment going to be coming up pretty soon. You've got the certifications and stuff going to be starting real soon, aren't they?
They are. Typically, we get them about mid-July. Those are the first tests that we have to start taking. But even this month, there's going to be a training session that's going to give us a window into what the plans are going to look like next year by one of the healthcare companies. So it's going to be
early hit.
It's going to be an early sneak peek, you might say. And everyone is kind of anxious about next year because this last year was kind of brutal because a lot of the plans lost a lot of benefits and everything changed kind of drastically. So we're really looking forward to seeing some improvements rather than, steps back. Because in years past, every year the benefits got better. But last year it took a reverse.
Like a nosedive, really.
So we're hoping that, start improving again.
And all the years you've been doing this, last year was the toughest, wasn't it?
It really was.
Okay. And you've been doing this for a long time, so it was brutal.
It was brutal for a lot of
folks. Knock on wood, we get a nicer outcome for 2027.
Well, we're hearing they're giving Medicare, the Advantage plans, at least a 2.8% increase. So that's going to be, it doesn't sound like a lot.
It's a lot, though.
But it is a lot. It's going to allow them to maybe restore some of those benefits that they ended up having to take down, dental.
Restore in its entirety the way it was, but at least something to give the people some little hope. The things, like you said, over the years, a lot of these things weren't in these plans to begin with. People got, I like this, and all of a sudden,
they got
yanked.
Used to it, yeah. I try to tell people to understand, original Medicare never did cover dental, vision, hearing, or custodial care, and it never has, and it probably never will. Where you get those extra benefits is through Medicare Advantage, because they're given money monthly based on your membership. So it doesn't matter what plan you choose or what company you choose, whatever one you choose, your money from Medicare will follow you there. So instead of you using Medicare as a primary plan, it goes to the Advantage company that you've chosen, and then they negotiate rates. So that's why we call it managed care.
Maybe the PPOs would be a little bit different because some of those things kind of got chopped down too, didn't they?
They really got chopped down a lot. Understand this is that the more freedom you have to manage your own health care, the more you cost. It's simply because the Advantage plan hasn't pre-negotiated your rate with the providers. So that's why you're more expensive. With a PPO, they can bill based on you are entering the door. With an HMO, they've already pre-negotiated the rate with the providers, and those are set in stone, meaning the doctors don't get more than what pre-negotiated.
Right.
Or the x-ray, whatever service that you're getting. So HMOs work differently because the provider, the primary care provider, is paid monthly.
Well, the thing of it is a lot of people don't like to have to go through hoops, and that's why, as you said, the PPOs cost more.
Because it gives them more flexibility to choose their specialists. The problem that we're seeing actually happening is some of the more, let's say, elite medical centers are starting to turn away Medicare Advantage people. We'd like to see that reversed.
And the reasoning is the cost.
Cost, yes.
Okay, I get it, but what are people supposed to be doing then? Really?
For example, Moffitt. The good thing about it is if you are currently in treatment with Moffitt and you have a Medicare Advantage plan, they're going to continue treating you. But they're not taking any new patients with certain Medicare Advantage plans. They've already sent out letters saying we're not going to accept any new patients.
And will that depend also on the upcoming?
It will. So, negotiations are always going on, contractual negotiations between healthcare companies and providers. So it depends on whether they can come to an agreement or they can come to an understanding as far as what they're paid. Understand these, let's say, elite medical centers, they're expensive. They cost a lot.
things were kind of crazy for 2026. Hopefully 2027 is going to be a lot better. Mm-hmm. But you go for these certifications, and so you get be able to, with the upcoming open enrollment, you'll be able to let a lot of people know the stuff by October 1st.
Medicare has rules around that. So the rules are, even though I probably am going to have a pretty good idea by the end of July, and then I'll know for sure all through August, and then September, there's going to be a lot of training. But Medicare does not allow us to share any of those benefits until October 1st. And that's the day that they are loaded into Medicare.gov.
Okay.
So the reasoning behind that is up until that point, they could make changes. And their plans. They're not set in stone.
But they have to do on October 1st, they have to have it all done.
It has to be done. It's set in stone then. So okay. They just don't want us as agents giving out wrong information. So let's say, you know, you tell somebody what their plan's going to be for next year, and it's not October 1st yet, and Medicare goes to that company and says, you got to change this or that. Well, you've just given out bad information because it's not exactly what is going to be set in stone on October 1st. So that's why the rule is you cannot share any of the benefits until October 1st.
Well, a lot of the people, they'll be anticipating maybe some good news, if you will, for 2027.
Hoping. I'm hoping, yeah. Because, right now we're in lock-in. We refer to lock-in. That means that the only way that you can get a plan, change a plan, or do anything in the Medicare Advantage world is if you had a special election period. Now, that can be you've moved. We're getting people who have moved into Florida. Actually, Florida's growing by leaps and bounds. And we're getting a lot of people that are turning 65 or moving from one zip code to another. And these people can get into a plan. Or if you're leaving an employer's plan, then, of course, you're going to be able to get into a Medicare plan. Right. You don't have to wait until open enrollment. I'm getting a lot of calls lately from people who are turning 65 and want to know, do I have to take Medicare because they're still employed? We're seeing more and more people staying employed longer.
Oh, like, you've seen that a lot over the years.
A lot.
I mean, everybody's waiting till they really have to.
Right.
And depending on if they've got credible coverage. You always state that.
I always say it has to be credible coverage. And that is, and it's defined by Medicare as being as good as Medicare, meaning it has to be minimum 80-20. And you also have to have a prescription drug plan. Now, if you have VA benefits and you have prescription drug coverage through that, that's considered credible. But if you have VA coverage and you only use it for medical, or you have medical, the medical under VA is not credible.
I always find that just hard to believe that we an issue for its government.
It is. It's hard for me to explain because most benefits can be covered by the VA. I mean, most things.
Okay.
However, they do have to send out for certain things. I mean, for certain specialties. Or they do, depending on the facility that you're assigned to. That's the one thing I want, you know, veterans to understand. Is that when you turn 65, please go to Medicare. Please get your Part B. We can make it so it doesn't cost you much. You've got nothing to lose. You've got everything to gain.
Well, you've stated that a lot over the past years or so that we've had, that people have to just understand the credible coverage incident, even though it's the VA, because you've had people go, well, I didn't know. I thought I had credible coverage. I thought this was all I needed. Doesn't always work that way. So you suggest that they get the Medicare Part B so they can move on to wherever they have to go to. Now, they can then go to other doctors outside of the VA, correct, if they
Absolutely.
Have the Medicare Part B?
But they've got to have Medicare's Part A and B, yes. So, you know, they don't do it so much anymore. But when I first got in this business, I was told by a lot of veterans that the VA tells them they don't need Part B. If you use us, you don't need it.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's wrong. That's bad information because at some point you are going to need to see a civilian doctor. And when you do, you're going to need Part A and B.
Well, some of the veterans are probably wondering, well, that's going to take something out of my Social Security, obviously, which is right now 202.50.
It's 202.50. However, there are ways that we can mitigate that, meaning there's HMOs that returns some or most of that back to your check.
Okay.
So it costs you very little. Like I said, you've got nothing to lose, everything to gain by doing it.
Just so you make sure you got the you're covered and not in a pickle, because obviously for every year that you don't have the Part B that you have to have it, that's 10% a year.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had some horror stories over the years with some of these people that just been caught.
Yeah, you don't want to run into that situation. I got a call last night from a lady, because it is true, there's a lot of noise out there. And there's a lot of people giving out, you know, they mean well, or maybe they mean well. They're telling you, this lady is turning 65, and she wants to continue working. And she's got great coverage through her job. She goes, I have people telling me that if I don't take Medicare, I'm going to get fined. I tell her, or pay a penalty. So she goes, but another lady told me that I'm fine as long as I keep my coverage to my employer and I'm still working, I can not sign up for Medicare. She goes, I called you because I want to know what is the truth here. Which way do I need to go? And I said, you can continue working, continue with your coverage, and you don't have to sign up for Medicare right now. You're fine. You're not going to get a penalty. However, when you do decide to leave that employer 3 months ahead of that date that you've chosen to leave your employer, then apply for Medicare Part A and B. The only thing you're going to need is a letter of credible coverage from the employer saying, I've had coverage since I was 65 up until, you know, the time that I decided to leave. So that is the truth. You can delay your Medicare as long as you have credible coverage through your employer.
And provided it's more than 20 employees.
It has to be more than 20 employees, absolutely.
Because otherwise, it's all for naught then.
Right. If you're if you work for a mom and pop shop, then that doesn't, they don't consider that credible coverage because you're not getting a group rate.
Right.
You have to have more than 20 employees in order to get a group rate.
You got questions? Kathy's pretty much got a lot of answers for you, and you can make an appointment for next week if you like, or whatever's easiest for you. You can give Kathy a call at 727-735-2337 and set up something to see if you need certain coverage, whatever the case may be. If you're also going to be doing the 65 deal, 3 months out minimum, so you can have that just roll in when it comes to hitting 65.
Yeah, make your life easier. If you intend to not work and you need to enroll in parts A and B, give yourself 3 months at least to have Social Security process your application so that on the date that you want it to start, it starts without a hitch.
That's the reason. Do that at least 3 months in advance. You know, a lot of people, you've said over the years, are waiting till full retirement age. Now, anybody starting to do the full retirement age is now 67.
It doesn't 67, matter. 67, yeah.
Doesn't matter what
if you're born in 1961, it's 67.
Okay.
So that's this year. So if you're born 1961, your full retirement age is 67. I hope that doesn't change.
No, they wouldn't do that, would they? They wouldn't do that, would they, Kat?
I heard them talking about 70, which is, I do not want to see that.
Oh, no.
No.
See, because I took mine as, well, mine was 66 and 8. And if I had to wait till 70, yikes.
But now you can continue working without having to pay back any of that Social Security. So if you take Social Security early, like at 62.
Yeah, listen to this.
And there isn't a lot of people that do it these days.
Right.
And you go ahead and keep working, you're going to exceed the cap, which is, I think, $23,000 this year.
Okay.
If you earn more than $23,000 and you're drawing Social Security, then you will have to return $1 for every $2 that Social Security gives you. Once you reach your full retirement age, currently it's at 67, then it doesn't matter what you earn. You can continue working, and you will not have to return any of that Social Security. So that's why more and more people are working at least until their full retirement age before they draw Social Security, because they don't want to have to give any of it back.
The thing of it is, though, is that hopefully this administration is going to push that thing forward where we don't have to get taxed on our Social Security.
Absolutely.
Because it took a hit from last year, but it's the way it is. You know, they just add it to your regular gross from work. And, you know, and it's a 1099 deal. But
right. Yeah. Now, most of your Social Security isn't going to get taxed, but if you exceed certain thresholds, then yes, they're going to tax.
Correct. So, you know, Kathy will give you some answers. You know, she's got an office right there at 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, right down from Nature Coast Jewelers, Guido's Pizza. You can't miss it. go and visit her at her office, make an appointment to see her, 727-735-2337, because a lot of these things people have said to Kathy over the years, well, I didn't know this. Nobody told me I have to do this. Nobody said. That's where you come into play.
Absolutely. I get a lot of questions surrounding Social Security, too, so feel free to ask me those questions. One of the questions that, you know, recently been asked is that, you know, you get, if your spouse passes away before you, do you get to keep both checks? The answer to that is no.
Nope.
The smaller of those two checks, let's say your husband or your wife earns like $100 more in their Social Security check than you do. So you're entitled to keep the larger of those two, but the other one will go away. So you're going to be, if these are for people who are living on just Social Security, it's kind of sad because they need both checks in order to pay their bills. But understand, if one spouse passes away, that Social Security check goes away.
And people will argue, of course, they'll argue that why? I mean, they earned it, so why, I'm the surviving spouse, why not? Doesn't work that way.
Doesn't. Never has.
Never has. And no. It probably never will.
No.
So, you know, just get some answers if you've got questions. And like Kathy's always said, you know, no question is stupid because I'd rather be informed than be misinformed and take a bath somewhere. And it happens.
Yeah. You know, I'm there to answer your questions. I get a lot of people that call just with questions, and I'm happy to answer them because my kind of goal in life has always been to educate people so they don't make mistakes. I want them to understand what changes when you turn 65 and what changes when you turn 70 and how that affects your benefits moving forward. Understand Medicare is a wonderful thing. It really is.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to see that go away. If you compare Medicare coverage to under 65 coverage, ACA, Obamacare, it is far superior and far easier to navigate and far less expensive. Now, there are some people that don't pay very much for ACA, but Affordable Care Act. But most people pay a lot.
But people have to understand those, especially with, not to get into the political arena, but the last administration hosed because was not taken out correctly for a lot of people. They ended up, their refunds for their IRS refunds were less and less because they didn't take out supposedly enough. What do you mean? You guys told me this was going to be, you know the drill. And
because it doesn't matter what you're quoted as far as a premium.
Right.
That doesn't matter.
Nope.
You pay that, but at the end, it's going to matter what your income tax return tells them.
Correct.
The IRS, as to what you're going to pay. Because if you paid less of a premium than the IRS says you should have, they're going to take it.
Oh, yeah, they are.
If you paid more of a premium than the IRS says that you're entitled to, then they will return it to you. But either way, the arbiter, the one that makes the decision, is going to be the IRS in the long run.
Well.
As to what you're going to end up paying for your health care.
Well, hopefully we get a lot more changes coming for the better for a lot of people. And I don't mean drastic, but do the gradual and start to help the people out, especially the ones, you know, like you work with a lot of veterans and such for these people. Someone needs to keep these people informed as to what they have and what they can do.
There are creative ways that we can help veterans to make sure that they don't end up having to pay a lot if they use the VA.
Right.
There's plans out there. We call them Honor Patriot, for that give them a lot of benefits that also return money back to the Social Security check, and they don't have drug coverage. But that's okay. They can use the VA for drug coverage. It is credible.
See, tell you what, just make an appointment with Kathy, 727-735-2337. Check out our website, too, kecinsurancerviceservices.com. We have past programs on there. You can send Kathy an email through the website, kecinsuranceservices.com, and she welcomes those as well. All kinds of other great information on the site. And if there's a topic that catches you that you'd like to have Kathy talk about, send her an email through the website and let her know.
Happy to go over it with you.
Oh, yes. And so she'll be there for you, 727-735-2337. That is the website. Her office, again, 7235 Forest Oaks Boulevard, corner of U.S. Highway 19 and Forest Oaks, right down from the Guido's Pizza and Nature Coast Jewelers. Check it out.
Yeah. Stop in. There's always going to be somebody at the office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she'll have always someone at the office there to help out. And, the information, you can never have too much information if it's relevant, okay? Mm-hmm. Over the years, you've worked with people that have been misinformed.
There's a lot of people out there that are misinformed. Like I was mentioning earlier, the lady that called me last night, there's just so many people telling her different things. If you really want to know the real truth, call me. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you don't need to apply for your Part A and B yet, I'll let you know that. You can delay it as long as you are employed and you also have coverage through your employer. There's another situation for which you don't have to get your Part A and B. Let's say your spouse is employed and he covers you through his job. Or her job.
Okay.
Then you can delay your Part A and B as well.
Oh, really?
There aren't a whole lot of people that want to do that, because one of the things that a lot of people don't get is that when you have a family plan, it is the employer will cover most of the employee, but will cover none of the family. So you're paying 100% of that. And a lot of times if you...
And some people don't look at it that way. They just, we're all covered. No, you're not.
Well, you are.
But you're paying for it.
Yes, you're paying for it. Yeah.
Wow.
And sometimes I say just do the math. If it's less money to you to have your spouse go off on Medicare, then go that route. You're going to get better coverage.
Right.
Because an employer-based plan is going to have a deductible. It's going to
have... Oh, yes.
Typically going to have a deductible.
Oh, yeah.
If you can eliminate that, that's a win.
And depending on the spouse, the couple, if they're within a year or two of the same age, it's fine. But when you start getting into length, and depending of who's going to retire, now if someone's at an office and they're going to retire, the spouse has to get something off.
Yes. Now, I've had several situations like that where the wage earner decided that they're going to go to Medicare. But when that happens, the younger spouse mm-hmm. ends up without coverage because the employed person is the one carrying the coverage.
Yep.
So if the employed person goes to Medicare, then the family loses the coverage. So that is one reason why some people will delay going on Medicare and keep their coverage through their employer so they continue covering their spouse. Now, there's been situations where, the guy just wants to leave. I mean,
I've had enough.
Well, then in that situation, we have to figure out a way to insure the spouse.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes you can do that through the Affordable Care Act. If it's just a short term, because it's not much of an age difference there, you can do it through short term. There is short-term coverage, and that can cover somebody up to 3 years. And typically, it's less money than the Affordable Care Act.
See?
There are ways
yep.
to fill in that gap if need be.
KECinsuranceServices.com is the website. Please check that out. Give Kathy a call if you need to make an appointment at 727-735-2337. 727-735-2337. Make that call. You've been listening to Healthcare Insurance 101 with Kathy Cacciola. Kath, we'll do this again in two.
Have a great day.
Any information we provide is limited to the plans that we do offer in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all of your options.